Democrats slam pledged rice quality. MP shows Parliament rotten grain from Surin. A Democrat MP Thursday sliced open a bag of government pledged rice in Parliament in a bid to demonstrate shoddy quality control of the stored paddy. Borong Dekit Wikrom, the MP for Pisanalok, said the rice, retrieved from Surin, was brown and rotten. His display in the House drew protest from government lawmakers. The government will not be able to maintain the quality of the pledged rice, Mr. Warong said, questioning the Commerce Ministry's handling of the program. Alleged irregularities in the scheme highlighted the session. The sack had all the necessary codes showing its origin and production year, but lacked details of the rice mill, Mr. Warong said. The rice came from a government warehouse, he added. The Puatai-led government had also failed to explain the details of its government-to-government rice deals, he said. The government had said it needed time to investigate the alleged irregularities involving the G2G contracts, but it has since provided no explanation, he said. Only rice mill owners benefit from the scheme, he said. He claimed many rice mills belong to people affiliated with the ruling Puatai Party, while the warehouses storing the pledged rice are operated by the government. He challenged the government to open up its warehouses to reporters so they could see for themselves. Deputy Commerce Minister Nata Wutsaigura insisted the rice pledging scheme is run in a straightforward and transparent manner. A committee is investigating the corruption allegations involving the scheme, Mr. Nata Woods said. The committee had submitted its initial findings to the Commerce Minister, but the minister had told the panel to make additional inquiries and submit its findings within 90 days. The committee has not provided an explanation because it has not yet finished its work, Mr. Nata Woods said. The investigation is looking back over a 3-year period, he said. Mr. Nata Wood said the government is trying to maintain rice quality. There are huge quantities of stored rice, and it's impossible to ensure all the rice is in perfect condition, he said. Mr. Nata Wood fired back at Mr. Warong, asking how he gained access to the government's warehouse to take the sack of rice. He accused Mr. Warong of trespassing and said he would instruct the Internal Trade Department to lodge a police complaint against him.